Listening practice 4. Your teacher, Mr. Potter, has asked you to write a proposal about crime prevention at school. You have submitted a video clip and the proposal to Mr. Potter and are now asking him to comment on them. In Part A, listen to an interview and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. In Part B, note down the comments and suggestions made by Mr. Potter in the table on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Listening practice 4, part A.
Okay, Jenny, let's look at what you've put together. What is this section about?
This section is an interview with Dennis So, a security expert.
Okay, let's take a look at it, shall we?
Sure. Dennis, many school administrators are looking into installing security cameras in their schools.
Yes, having security cameras in a school helps them keep tabs on people entering and leaving their schools. It also cuts down on theft and vandalism.
But security cameras are expensive, aren't they?
Yes, they can be quite expensive. Some high-end systems cost about 100,000 Hong Kong dollars, plus the maintenance fees, which cost a few thousand dollars a year.
So, is it worth installing security cameras at school?
Well, it's hard for me to say. I mean, some school administrators believe that installing security cameras in a school has the potential to deter crime.
Is it really true that security cameras have the potential to deter crime?
In my opinion, yes. But I can't really give you the figures.
But installing security cameras can be controversial. Some students think that having security cameras at school is a violation of privacy. They feel that Big Brother is watching them constantly.
Well, I think their arguments are more emotional than logical. Look, there are security cameras in the parking spaces of almost every school in Hong Kong. Those cameras record people coming in and out of the school campus. So, what makes them think that having cameras inside the school is going to be any different?
I think it is. You see, security cameras record everything. Every move students make. Every activity, including all kinds of misbehaviour. Security cameras are supposed to make students feel safer, but in fact, they make them feel like they are being watched all the time.
True, that's a concern. But it all depends on how the school administrators use the information collected by security cameras.
Yes, you're right. Thank you for taking the time to answer my questions today.
Okay, can we just stop here, Jenny?
Listening practice 4, part B.
So, Mr. Potter, what do you think of my interview and proposal?
I like the interview very much. You asked very good questions in the interview, especially those concerning privacy.
Thank you.
The only criticism I have of the video is that it's a bit boring. Remember, this is a video of an interview. It needs to be visually attractive. For example, you can make the interview more appealing by adding some special effects.
Okay. I guess I can add some special effects in post-production.
Now, let's take a look at your proposal. You suggested that our school should install security cameras in the hallways to prevent crime. I think it's a good suggestion. However, on the minus side, I'm a bit worried about one or two things.
What do you mean, Mr. Potter?
Well, you need to think about the effectiveness of installing security cameras in the hallways. If the purpose of installing security cameras is to combat theft, and as we know, many thefts take place in the classrooms, the school canteen or the library, shouldn't security cameras be installed in all those locations too?
Sorry, Mr. Potter. Can you go over that last bit again?
Yes. I'm saying you need to think about where else to install the security cameras besides the hallways.
Right. Let me make a note of what you have said. You think the idea of installing security cameras in the hallways is good, but I should think about where else to install the security cameras besides the hallways.
Yes. I can see that you have put a lot of effort into this proposal. I particularly like the reasons you gave to justify the suggestions. Well done. Now, another thing for you to think about is, who will pay for the security cameras? Have you thought about that?
No. I just assumed that the cost would be borne by the school administration.
As Dennis So said in the interview, installing security cameras can be really expensive. I've also noticed one more problem with your proposal. You didn't state clearly the purpose of installing the security cameras. You see, security cameras can be used to collect evidence or to prevent crime.
Okay. I'll have to state clearly the purpose of installing the security cameras in the proposal.
Yes. Okay, let me look at your cost breakdown. Well, these figures look like estimates to me.
Yes, they are my guesses only.
Well, you have to put the real figures in the proposal so that it sounds convincing.
You're right, Mr. Potter.
If you want your proposal to be taken seriously, you need to give accurate figures. This is another thing you should think about.
Okay, let me make a note of that. Give accurate figures. Oh, I'm sorry that it's not very good now. I'll really try to do a better job the next time.
Hey, don't worry, Jenny. It's not bad. As I said, I like the interview. It just needs some work, that's all.
That is the end of listening practice 4. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.